I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Someone asked me recently how I discover the music I like, and the answer is that delightful musical wormhole of YouTube. It's where I recently came across this gem.
I see somebody marching, marching down the street, yeah. I see somebody marching.
The singer is a man named Zeeshan Bhagawati, or Zeeshan B, as he likes to call himself. He's a first-generation Indian-American, a Muslim, and a proud resident of Chicago. And as you can hear, he also happens to be one heck of a singer. After hearing his cover of this song from 1970, I had to ask him about it and where he schooled himself in the roots of soul and gospel.
I, interestingly enough, discovered it through my father. My father had a pretty extensive record collection, tape collection, the music of Otis Redding, Sam Cooke, Curtis Mayfield, James Brown, and that was sort of the soundtrack of my childhood. And my father covered the civil rights movement as a young freelance journalist when he still lived in India. This was in the 60s and the early 70s.
So wait a minute, the civil rights movement here in the States?
The civil rights movement here in the States. You know, he wrote some editorials on black expression in literature. And my father was always very drawn to black artistic expression and literature. He read vivaciously the works of Langston Hughes and Zora Neale Hurston. And then in addition to that, my father listened to the music of Otis Redding, Sam Cooke.
This song, Crying in the Streets, to me it sounds like an instant classic, and yet I'd never heard it before. It was actually written and recorded in 1970. What's the story behind it, and how did you get hip to it?
There's a wide breadth of hidden gems in a catalog of soul music that existed here in America that, you know, every day I'm hearing something new that I'm like, my God, this is something else, you know.
Right.
And I, just through listening to playlists on YouTube, heard George Perkins crying in the streets. And what struck me was just how simple it was, yet how poignant it was. I mean, how elemental it was. And then I said, man, I got to look this up. And so I read up on it, and it was George Perkins' reaction to the assassination of Dr. King in 1968.
I see somebody marching, marching down the street. I see somebody dying.
I see somebody marching in the street. I see somebody crying in the street. I see somebody dying in the street. And when you think about everything that's going on today, it had so much relevance. I mean, I first heard it when the Black Lives Matter movement, which I am a huge fan of, it just kind of brought everything full circle.
It's multi-layered, right? I mean, the fact that you're a Muslim, Indian-American, the song suddenly takes on heavy meaning. And in the video that you produce for it, there are shots from a Black Lives Matter protest, the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Do you see the song as a call to action, or is it kind of bemoaning the need that people once again have to protest for justice?
I think it's both, Marco. There is definitely a grieving element to the song. I grew up in a Muslim family, and we came as a result of the 1965. It's funny how the tables have turned. Like, now they don't want us coming in. But in 1965, when LBJ was president, they were, you know, welcoming us with open arms. Please come. Like, we need you to staff the hospitals of inland America. We need the engineers, the scientists, and, you know, white-collar workers. My parents and many other people in the Muslim community are byproducts of that. And what I can say in my experience is that Muslim people, although Islamophobia is not really a new thing, it's been around for a while, you know, I can say from my experience that Muslims generally, we have access to privilege here in America, whether that be access to well-paying jobs, housing, education. These are all things that Muslim people have enjoyed access to. And I think the thing to keep in mind here is that blacks, Latinos, Native Americans, they've been shut out of privilege for centuries now. You know, I say, you know, with this election, I didn't get my way. And sure, I'm upset about that. But you know what? These folks, they've for hundreds of years, they've never gotten their way. And so what needs to be done here? Well, I think it's simple. I think that us Muslims, we need to ally ourselves with those who have paved a path for us and who have been on the front lines of this struggle for centuries. You know, and so we need to appropriate their struggle. We need to appropriate their pain. And that's exactly what I've done with this song.
In Chicago, does that carry any tension with it? Because don't Indian Americans and African Americans literally live on opposite sides of the city? Is there a symbolic divide that you have to cross as well to kind of make this happen?
There's no question about it, Marco. I shudder to say, and I feel very ashamed to say that there is quite a bit of racism that exists within my own community towards black people. I have to put it out there. It's a bitter pill to swallow, but I have to put it out there. And being caught in between that is difficult, but it's a fight that I want to fight because it's reflective of my experiences. And if there's somebody that can do it, I feel like with my music, I can do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, does the music make the bitter pill a little easier to swallow or to get other people to swallow?
I think so. I think that music has so much more power than the banality of words. You listen to a Curtis Mayfield sing, "People Get Ready, There's a Train a-Coming." You listen to a Mahalia Jackson singing, "Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho." Like, if that doesn't galvanize you, I don't know what will.
Zeeshan B has a new album out in a couple of months. Meantime, here's a little Mahalia.
"Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. The walls came tumbling down, hallelujah. Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho, and walls came tumbling down. You may talk about